Now, this film, Shakespeare in Tokyo, by Japan's first inclusive film workshop. It's a story about two brothers visiting Tokyo, and you play Ben. Can you tell us a little bit about the character you play?
Sure. He is grieving at the loss of his mother, and she died 6 months ago. He is visiting Tokyo with his brother, and he really wants to see it. He likes Shakespeare, he likes classical music, and he likes to sketch. He sketches lots of the places he visits in his book, and he is very confident and is always open for an adventure.
The film sort of centres around your character's yearning to experience Tokyo, but in this film he's kind of held back by his brother, who at the time seems more concerned with a business deal. Do you think this film tells the story about how people with disabilities are often misunderstood in the community?
I think there are many themes in this film, but Anthony's dismissal of Ben's feelings and of not understanding what Ben needs can reflect what attitudes the community can have. Most of the characters in the film were really embracing of Ben. There may have been one or two that hesitated, but soon realized how fun and interesting Ben was to hang out with. I think this film reminds people not to overlook anyone with a disability.
Your character in the movie, he loves to quote Shakespeare. Tell us, how has the work of Shakespeare, has it been an inspiration for you?
Yes, I do love Shakespeare, and I have been inspired by his work. When I was younger, I loved Romeo's monologue from Romeo and Juliet. I just really enjoyed reciting it, and I always received such positive feedback from people. And it's also good for my mind to say his lines, and it's great workout for my voice.
I have to tell you a quick story, though, of when our director and the writer of Shakespeare met Jared for the first time. Jared didn't meet Genevieve at the front door and just say, "Hello, my name is Jared, nice to meet you." Jared opened the door and started reciting Shakespeare to Genevieve.
I did. When I opened the door for Jen, I said, "But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon."
And there was the full balcony scene, wasn't it? We won't do the whole thing.
No, I'm not.
This film is written and directed by Genevieve Clay-Smith. Now, you've starred in a few of her films. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a bit about what makes her film special to you?
Sure. Well, I have been in four of Genevieve's films, and I am very proud of them. Mm. They are special films for me because Genevieve involves her students from the film club classes, and we all invited to participate on set. We will often have a mentor with us to guide us through the filmmaking process. You learn so much by being included on set. But her stories include themes about disability, and I hope they break down any barriers that people may have about disability.
And Henry, I believe that these films are also now being taught in the HSC. Is that correct? That they're being used by HSC students, that some of the bus stop films, is that correct?
So yes, some of them have. Be My Brother has been used by Year 12s. I know in New South Wales, I think in other states as well, been using it as part of the curriculum, which is great to hear. When you hear the projects that we've been working on and the films that Jerry's been starring in, that students haven't just been watching them but have been learning from them, that's kind of cool.
This film was made by Bus Stop Films, a non-profit organisation that teaches marginalised people and people with disabilities filmmaking skills. Can you tell us a little bit about this organisation?
Sure. Bus Stop Films allows you to step into the shoes of filmmakers and make incredible movies whilst learning how it is done behind the scenes. It is a happy place where you make friends and feel included. Inclusive filmmaking is a topic that is close to my heart, and to be an ambassador for such a quality organisation is an absolute honour. And Bus Stop Films is a magical place where dreams come true.
Did you want to add anything? that's a good summary.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky. So my role is over at Tate Creative. So we were the producers of the film, and then we Bus Stop Films is our sister company. Yeah. And so at TAFE, we produce a lot of commercial content, short films like this. And then we partner with Bus Stop to bring the inclusion aspect of these projects, which is a training side, with training for people from marginalized communities to get onto these sort of projects. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of barriers in the, especially in the creative industry, and we do a lot of advertising, that there's a lot of barriers for people from marginalized communities, and particularly people with disabilities. So we're very fortunate to be able to bring the guys in from Bus Stop to work on these projects with us. And it's a great partnership because obviously the students get a lot out of it. We get a lot out of it. We find a lot of our crew get a lot out of it as well. We find a lot of our filmmakers, our directors, producers, they haven't had a chance to work with marginalized communities. And it's a chance to give back and be able to help. So we love it. It's a great combo.
So how do the workshops operate? It seems like a very collaborative form. So with, you know, when you just type script in that, is this sort of done through sort of improvisation and sort of talking about life experiences? Is this how a lot of these sort of stories have been?
It's different every project. So some projects will be really intense where we'll have a lot of students involved from the very start to the very end. Some will just be in components. So this project, we engaged Japan Down Syndrome Society to be involved in the production of it. So while a lot of the writing happened back here, and Genevieve would work with different people from the community to write the story, involve a lot of Jared's personality and traits into the script, and that's where a lot of Shakespeare came from, is Jared's real character. The artwork that Jared does in the film is actually done by an artist with Down syndrome called Nathan Gooley. He's out in regional New South Wales, out in Lismore, so he did the artwork for this. And then over in Japan, we mentored six students who have Down syndrome to come and work on the film set. So they learned everything about mise-en-scene, what's in the frame, how you know film works. And we did a day's workshop over at a camera house over in Japan. And then they came on at different times through production and would operate the camera slate, you know, the clappy board. They'd come on and operate that. And what's really important is they're a part of the film set. They're not treated as something special or different. They're not put in a bubble of, you know, you're just here just to watch. We throw them in deep end. So you're part of the team. You're part of the crew. And to watch the impact that the rest of the crew have as well, that they stand back and go, wow, they're not just something different or strange. They're one of us. Let's treat them like one of us. And that changes everything. So it's different every project. And this one was pretty special to be able to partner with an organization in Japan as well.
And this was also sort of tied into, wasn't it, the 2020 Tokyo, and about Japan actually sort of improving its processes of having more inclusion for people with disabilities. Is that correct?
So the 2020 Olympic Games are coming up. And so Tokyo is a buzz of activity, getting all excited and getting ready for that. And their tagline is unity in diversity. So they've got a focus on diversity. So this was a great opportunity for us. When we pitched this project, it was just a story. But we said to the Tokyo Metropolitan Government, they were our client, we said, if we're going to do this project, we're going to do it inclusively. And they'd never done anything like that before. So it was a little bit scary because they're not sure if is it going to cost more money? Is it going to take more time? Is it dangerous? Could something happen? And we said, no, we've done this before in Australia many times over, haven't we, Jerry? So we could reassure them that this is going to work. And we just showed them the way through it. And they were thrilled by the impact of the project. It wasn't quite what they were expecting, but they absolutely stoked.
Gerard, how did you first know that you wanted to be an actor?
I can't remember when I decided I wanted to act, but I just know I do want to do it. I have been acting for a very long time, and when I was younger, I would watch DVDs over and over again and learning of all the lines. Then I performed in plays at school, and I remember loving performing different characters, and then Genevieve came along and put me in the movies.
The star was born.
Here is your first film role. Now, in this first film role, you won the Best Actor Award at Tropfest for what actually turned out to be the winning film, Be My Brother. What was it like being in this first film?
Wow. Well, it was so cool being in my first film. Genevieve and I commenced working on the script together. I appreciated that Genevieve wanted me to be involved in all aspects of filmmaking. This is something that Genevieve has done with all of the Bus Stop filmmaking students, and she involves all of the students in every aspect of the filmmaking process. We shot the film in 2 days in the spring of 2008. There were long days on set, but it was lots of fun. Winning Tropfest Best Male Actor was incredible. And I guess it was that night that I realized I am an actor.
Do you think your acting helps to provide the public with a greater awareness of, you know, people with Down syndrome, that they're able to do anything they sort of set their mind to?
Well, firstly, being an actor is awesome. And yes, I am an actor who has Down syndrome. And I do have some challenges to face. But I think everyone has their own personal challenges. From my experience, I believe it is possible to achieve anything if you really put your mind to.
What we've seen a lot of is having diversity and inclusion on our film sets behind the camera, but in front of the camera as well. So having, you know, Jared in the lead role and not making a big deal about disability or whatever marginalised community someone's from. The important thing is that we're seeing all of our community on screen. Mm-hmm. There's this really interesting idea that if we don't see ourselves on screen, we don't feel like we matter. And so there's a lot of Australian communities don't feel like they're important or they belong because they don't see themselves on TV. You just see a lot of white men. And we've got to balance that out because if we don't see all of our community, people feel like they're not valued. They're not part of our society. So we need to include all people from all walks of life and not just to have their face up on TV, but involved in the script, involved in the story, involved in how we're going to make these projects.
And developing this understanding and having this ability to identify with people from different diversities. I know my brother's got disability, but I can remember going to school and that some kids at the school were just awkward. There was one kid with cerebral palsy and they just were uncomfortable approaching him. And it wasn't malicious. It was just that they didn't know, because I've had a disabled brother, that was not a problem. I just went up and said, hello, how are you going? And just started chatting. Do you think that having these sort of scripts will encourage more people to just have a bit more dialogue with people in the community that have disability?
Yeah, I think it helps to, I use the word loosely, but it helps to normalise. We, in Australia, we're a reasonably polite culture and we're very afraid of doing the wrong thing. And so there's a lot of political awareness and fear of saying the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And so people will have the choice of, you could say the wrong thing if you see a person with disability and you've never met them before someone that's got a different coloured skin as you or a different religion, whatever it is. Yeah. And if you haven't met someone like that before, we can choose to go in and take the risk of saying something that might be wrong.
Yeah.
Or often Australians will pull back and say nothing at all. And so we avoid the situation altogether, which I think is worse.
Yeah.
It's because everyone pulls back and go, well, I've never met Jared, so I don't know what to say, so I'll never go and connect with him. Remember when Genevieve started doing some directing a theatre group for a blind community? And I'd never met a blind person before.
Yeah.
And I didn't go for the first 3 months because I'd never met a blind person. I was really scared of saying the wrong thing. I was really scared of saying, it's nice to see you. I'll see you later. And I thought that, you know, they'd get really angry at me.
Yeah.
And I finally went and met the community of blind actors.
Mm.
And they were wonderful. Of course they were. They're people.
Mm.
And they connected with me. And it gave me comfort around how do I engage with a person that's blind. So it broke down those barriers. And so these sort of projects help to normalise that. If we see different characters on screen or hear about them behind the script, you know, behind the scenes on the script, then it normalises that and helps us to feel comfortable going, oh, you know, look at Jared. He's fabulous. I want to go and meet Jared. Because you're pretty good, Jared.
Certainly a force of nature. You're also part of the theatre group Ruckus.
Yes, I am.
Which
I am.
Aims to sort of smash stereotypes of disabled people. Does being involved in an organisation like this help you with opportunities to expand your career?
Yes, I have been involved with quite a few organisation that have allowed for me to expand my career in performing. Even through the films I have made at Bus Stop Films, people have watched them and invited me to speak about my life as an actor.
You've also done a lot of theatre and dance. You've been on ABC TV recently.
Yep.
Out of all the work, do you have a favourite performance?
Yes. My favourite would have to be Shakespeare in Tokyo.
Good plug, Jerry.
Everyone should go and see. Definitely true. Yeah.
Well,
Google it.
It's up on YouTube now, eh?
It is. It's my favourite one. I got to visit the beautiful Tokyo.
Yes.
I got to quote some of Shakespeare's most famous lines. I was able to work with Genevieve on set, and the food in Japan was mouthwatering.
Oh, you're making me jealous now. I'm like, my mouth's already watering now.
That's the way to an actor's heart is good food.
I mean, you've worked with some quite famous actors in the last few years. Patrick Bramall, Chris Hayward, Sunny Chima.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's been in a lot of films, a lot of famous Japanese films. What's it like working with some of these famous actors?
Well, Patrick Bramall, he was great to work with. He's really a cool guy. I worked with Chris Hayward in The Interviewer. He played my dad in the film, and he was so friendly and easy to work with. Sunny Chiba taught my character calligraphy, and we just clicked and had fun in our scene.
Are there any future roles that we should look out for?
Yes. Next week, I'll be launching an ebook for the Humpty Dumpty Foundation to raise money for sick babies. It is called I Didn't Like Hubert.
That was a great plug, Jerry. Everyone go, Henry. Jump on the App Store, download it. Yes. August 17th. All the money's going to help raise funds for premature babies.
Yep.
Good plug, Jerry. Well done.
Thank you, Henry. I recorded a voiceover in LA with the beautiful Miss Angela Kinsey. She was the voice of the narrator in the story. She was in the American version of the Office. And please download my new ebook called I Didn't Like Hubert from iTunes and help us raise $30K in 30 days.
I didn't even ask Jerry to say that. Good job.
Okay.
Great plug.
I've seen this film, Shakespeare in Tokyo. I want you to tell us why your audience should go on Google Shakespeare in Tokyo, watch this lovely 20 minute film. Yep. What would be your pitch to our audience?
Well, I would say your audience cannot afford to miss my latest film called Shakespeare in Tokyo, because the bard has a life lesson for everyone. The viewers come full circle. I am here. You can Google it and watch it online.
Well, there is more in this world than there is in your philosophy, Horatio, I've got to say. Congratulations, Jared. It's an absolutely fantastic
Thank
film.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Steve.